Spoonful of Paolo, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Paolo. So today I am talking to the newest Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, the fabulous Garcelle Beauvais. You guys, I love her on the show because she literally just says what she's thinking. I mean, she's fierce, and I can't wait to talk with her.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so nice to like meet you through Zoom.
Same here.
Thank you. Thank you, Garcelle. First of all, I want to say congratulations to you on you being the newest housewife, on your new home, on your new grandson, on your new podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. You have like 10 fabulous episodes.
Thanks.
It's really like, I mean, a lot has been happening. Like, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. I receive it. I'll take it. All I need now is a man.
Yeah. It will come soon. As beauty, you look so gorgeous. It's going to happen soon. Maybe after the pandemic or something when we can get out. Okay.
That would be nice.
So with Real Housewives, I have to say, you know, obviously you made history with the show by being the first Black woman to join the cast. I wonder, because I know you were a fan of this, you were watching the show beforehand. When you were watching it, were you like, yeah, this cast can use a little more diverse, like, what's going on? Did you ever think of that, or no?
I never really, for that particular show, I don't know why I never think of it. Like, I think of it when I was watching Friends, I'd go, there's no Black Friends anywhere? I remember when they came out with the show, Two Broke Girls, I'm like, one Black girl couldn't be broke? I know a lot of broke Black girls, I was one of them, right? So, I never got that, but with Housewives, I would just watch because I could get my Black bill on Atlanta, and then I would watch Beverly Hills. I mean, yeah, it would be nice to see diversity, but I never thought I'd see myself in there. That was probably the thing that I didn't even think about.
I know that when your manager came to you, they said, hey, look, Bravo's interested in having you as one of the Housewives, you know, but your team was telling you, no, maybe you should pass on this. But you were like, hold on a second. I think I want to do this.
Yeah, I said, hold on a second. Let me sleep on it for a little bit. Let me think about it. And I thought, you know, I'm always open to doing different things. You know, I've been a TV host. I've written books. I'm producing. So for me, I don't sort of stay in my lane, if you will. And I think nowadays people do so many more things than one thing. So I thought it keeps me in LA. I love the franchise anyway. I know the girls.
Yeah.
Why not have a little fun?
Yeah.
And I actually thought being single was the right time to do it. I think if I was newly in a relationship or in a marriage, I probably would have waited. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Has any of the ladies' confessionals, like any of them, have they? Because I know when you're watching it, it's fun, it's one thing. But when you're in the group and then you're watching from home, you're seeing these ladies talk about you, has any of them shocked you with any of their confessionals? Or are you like, whatever?
Not yet. Nothing's shocked me yet, but I'm ready for the reunion. Apparently, Kyle's coming after me.
Oh, I know. Like, I don't know, because I even have a quote that you said to her. You said something to her. You said in the show, you said, I keep bringing things up to you, and you glaze over me. And then it's like she just glazed right back over you again. It's like, what do you think? I mean, honestly, what's up with her? Because it just seems like she's disconnected. She's disconnected with you.
I really don't know. I feel like because she was talking to Doreen and Teddy and Sutton. I mean, she was engaging with them, but for some reason, I think she just didn't want to start anything with me. I think that's really what it was.
Are you ready? Because I think it's the reunion next week, right? The reunion
next week.
Are you ready to like just say what you want to say and just clear it up? And
listen, have you not met me?
Oh, I've seen everything you've done. Of course, I met you, well, through the TV. And the movie.
Absolutely. You know, obviously, I'm going to be a little nervous because it's my first reunion. Plus, we're doing it from home.
I know. It's your first one. I know.
I haven't been able to fly to New York to do Watch What Happens Live. I'm missing all the fun.
Oh my gosh. You know, I also want to say,
it'll still be good. It will still be good. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's so awesome.
Being part of it, saying how I feel, hearing how the women, you know, feel. They've had some time to think it over. They've had some time to, you know, fall over, whatever. So,
yeah. That's so cool. I also want to say thank you for standing up for Denise Richards, because like, you know, there's the whole thing of the threesome, and she had asked the ladies, don't talk about it in front of my kids, and everybody's making a big deal, but you were there, and you got it. I know I speak for a lot of the audience. I don't understand why the ladies had an issue with this, whether she talked about it before or talked about the husband's size and out loud or on the show. But if a mother says, you know, like, hey, I just don't want to talk about this in front of the kids, I just think we all should, I respect that.
I don't get it either. I'm with you 1,000%. I was like, you know, ladies, I mean, she's a mom. I mean, when you're with your girlfriends or your guy friends and then your kids are around, it's a completely different conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been on the phone with my girlfriends and they're on speaker and one of them will cuss, and my son will be like, "We heard you." You know what I mean? And I'm like, "Oh, I forgot. He's here. You can't." But that's just normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. So I don't get it. But I think they felt like she's a hypocrite because she's so free with her sexuality. But that's a different thing.
That's all. I love that you're on the show. I think you were at the airport. You just were doing a scripted show. You were at the airport. You got the call that you are confirmed to be a housewife. I mean, I could just picture you being all excited. Like, I'm really happy for you.
I was at the baggage claim waiting for my bag. And I got a call from Chris Cullen. And he was sort of, he's like, "I have an update." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm waiting." And he goes, "Welcome to Beverly Hills."
Oh my God, that's so.
I started screaming and people are looking at me like, "This chick."
Oh my God. You know, it's like, what I love about you is that you're a dream getter. You really are. And there's two stories that have stuck with me for a while. The first one is when you were living in Miami, and I guess you were driving to Fort Lauderdale, and you were going to visit a modeling agency, I think called Irene Marie, and you had no appointment, but you were driving there. You stop at a red light. I think you were looking at your rearview mirror or the side mirror, and you're putting on some lip gloss. And then what happened?
And then a hand comes in the car and scares the shit out of me, right? Because I'm the only one in the car. And it was the woman, I was at a stoplight, and it was the woman behind me. Mm. When I poked my head out the car to look in the mirror, she saw me and she handed me her card. And she said, "You should be a model." She gives me the card. I look at it and it's Irene Marie where I was going.
I mean,
what are the chances of that happening?
It's just crazy. When I heard that the first time, I'm like, oh, that was meant to be, because you didn't even make an appointment. Like you did not. And then all of a sudden
I didn't know anything. I didn't have any professional pictures or anything. I was just going because, you know, I heard it was a great agency and I was an extra in a commercial and the lead girl was with them and I found out. And so I went, but I mean, unbelievable. And then about 6 or 7 months later, Eileen Ford of the Ford Agency, you know, goes all over the country and scouts. And she came to Irene Marie and they had a bunch of girls come and I was one of them. And she was like, "You should come to New York." And she told my mom all I needed was a toothbrush. And I'm like, "I think I need more than that, but okay."
Oh my God.
I went and I lived with Eileen Ford and then I moved to the models apartment and it was just, it's a little girl from Haiti who had didn't know what a model, actress, or anything that. For me to have the life that I have is just a blessing. Wow. It's all God.
You were just ready. And there's another story that I think is so amazing is that one night you went to bed, you had a dream about having a conversation with Aaron Spelling. This is back in the days when there was that show Models Inc., which my husband and I always talk about. Linda Gray was like one of the main people on that show. You went to bed, you woke up the next day, and I think you said you wrote a letter, you had your headshot and resume, and you drove yourself to Spelling's office.
There wasn't no Google back then, so I called 411 and I'm like, "Spelling Entertainment," and they were like, "I remember 5757 Wilshire Boulevard."
Oh my.
And I was like, "I'm going." And the thing is, prior to that, I had heard they were casting for a show about models. Mm. And then weeks would go by, I didn't hear anything. So I called my agent. He's like, "No, they're not using any black actresses for it." And I thought, "Are you kidding?" So going to bed and having that dream about Aaron to me was a sign.
Yeah.
So I took it to the office and I got to the receptionist. I said, "I'd like to see Mr. Spelling." She goes, "Do you have an appointment?" And I said, "No." She laughed at me. She goes, "It doesn't work like that." So I said, "Well, what can I do?" And she's like, I said, "I have a package." She goes, "You can leave the package. I will give it to him." And I said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yes." The next day I called her. I'm like, "Did you get the package?"
And they did.
And she said, "Yes, I gave it to him." And then 4 days later, the casting director called me. I read for her. And then the next call back was I read for Aaron Spelling and got the job.
That is freaking amazing. Like,
it's crazy.
Where do you think you got that dream getter? Because for me, like, doing this show and where I am at right now in my life is really because of my father, who came from, you know, Italy, came to America to pursue his dreams. So I get that from him. Where did you get it from? Someone, something that you, because you have it in you to get what you want. You're a fighter.
You know what's interesting? I don't know where I got it from. I mean, my mom obviously was a strong woman and she, you know, a single mom brought us all from Haiti. I mean, that takes a beat on its own.
Yeah.
But I think what it is that I am here for the opportunities. I think being an immigrant, you know, and being in America, having opportunities, it's like I have to go for them because that's the blessing that I've got to come here.
Mm.
You know, so I feel like I have that drive. I don't know what it is.
There's, I mean, you just, yeah, you have it in you. Because like you said, you're from Haiti. You moved to, I think, Massachusetts when you were 7 years old. And then like, I mean, if you think of your, then I think, did you learn speaking English from watching Sesame Street?
I sure did. I couldn't go to school right away. So I watched and count with a count and, you know, A, B, C, all that stuff. Yeah.
That is amazing. And then you look at your career and you look at, you know, you've done hosting gigs and you've done TV and film and you have a book series of I Am, which are really, I think there's three of them, amazing and like so fun to read. I mean,
you're
a producer. I just, for me, because I love having guests who really are dreamers, and you have been that since that little girl. And I mean, when you think of your life and you think of how far you've come and now you're on this hit show, do you stop and think about it? Or are you like, this is really crazy? I mean, do you think about that? Do you stop and pause?
I do every now and, you know, it's so funny because I was taking my kids to go play miniature golf before quarantine.
Yeah.
And it's a place in Sherman Oaks and it's built like a castle. Mm. So when you're walking, there's a bridge, you go over it. And as we're going over the bridge, and it's me and my two little ones. And then this family was coming towards me and the mom goes, famous person alert. And I turn around to see who's here.
Oh, and it was,
she taps me and she goes, you.
Wow. That is.
And so I actually like the fact that I'm like that as opposed to walking to a room and think that, you know, I feel like I have an ordinary life and every now and then I get to do something extraordinary.
Yeah.
And now maybe on Housewives, it's a little bit more extraordinary on the daily.
Yeah.
But yeah. For sure, I don't, you know, I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing.
Oh, that's so awesome. So, oh, I love that.
At Hooters.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. So to end it, you know, I've been asking our guests this last couple months is, you know, obviously the voting's happening, you know, we're going to be voting in November. So just why do you think, can you just tell everyone who's watching this, like, why is it so important to get out there in November and vote? Just vote. Why? Can you tell them why?
Every single vote helps. Because some people go, oh, my vote's not going to count. Everything helps. I mean, this is your right as an American to be able to change history, change, you know, the future, if you can, with your vote. So I think it's an honor. It's a privilege.
Yes.
Go with a bunch of friends. Make it a party.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Go to the polls together and have fun and let your vote be counted now more than ever. I think everyone needs to vote.
Yeah. Well said. Oh my God. Well said.
Thank you.
I just want to say this, like, you're just a pure joy.
Thank you. I am so happy for you. You have been, I mean, interviewing the most incredible people. Oh. And I know this was like, you know, something that you thought of, and here you are doing it, and you're doing it so well.
Oh my God.
Bravo.
Oh my God. It's good. Like when I'm doing research, like I come across your interviews too. And it's like, you know, to sit here and talk with you, like I was telling Taz, your assistant, like this is an honor for me. Cause you know, like when you look up to someone and you see them, how they ask their questions and how you communicate and how you talk to them, I'm like, it helps me. So thank you for just being you. Thank
you're
you for sharing
so welcome.
Your talent, you know, and your wisdom with all of us. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And keep it up with Patrick.
Thank you, Garcelle. You're the best. Okay. Wednesday night's Real Housewives. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Be safe, you and your family. Thanks for everything, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for joining me today on the A Spoonful of Paolo podcast. For tons more interviews or the video version of this episode, visit our website, aspoonfulofpaolo.com, or our YouTube channel. I'm Paolo Presta, and I hope you always remember to dream big.
Dream big. Spoonful of Paolo.